Let me get to it. This is the Insight segment on WHUR.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
I'm back with the money coach, Lynette Calfani Cox, a financial expert helping you get out of debt. Brother Abdul on the line, on line four, calling from D.C. What's your question? Quickly.
Yes, I have a comment. Since he cannot get along with them in peace and quality,
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off, Brother Abdul. That's a really bad connection. Let's try Amir calling from D.C. Amir, what's your question?
Oh, yes. My concern is, I think under law we need to establish what is a legitimate debt. Since we have suffered for over 400 years in America.
Brother Amir, I hate to cut you off. We're not talking about politics today. We are trying to get people out of debt. Let me go back to you, Lynette, and let's hit some really quick tips to help some people get out of the credit card debt.
And I want to do you one better. I will not get off this line before I do even one better than giving people the tips. I want to give them my New York Times bestseller free. So here's, because this tells people how I got out of debt. So if anybody wants to know what I did and they can emulate it and do the same thing, please, by all means, go to my blog. It's askthemoneycoach.com. If they just click on the link for books, it says Zero Debt, which is the title of that book. Scroll down to the bottom there and they'll see a link, which I'm offering your listeners for, for a limited time. It says free online edition of Zero Debt. So go there. You'll be able to read the book completely free and see all the tips and everything that I recommend.
So we can find that on your website, on the blog?
Pardon me?
You can find it on the blog. What's the web number? What's the web address?
Correct. It's askthemoneycoach.com. Okay. And they'll see, about me. But just on the books link, and when they click on Zero Debt, which is the name of the book that I wrote after I got out of debt, right there underneath the bottom there, they'll scroll to the bottom. There's a video of me and all this. But right underneath, it says free online edition of Zero Debt. So they'll be able to click it, download it right now.
Okay, so, there you go.
There they go. So just quickly, though, I doubled and tripled up on those payments. I did cut back on different things, all the travel that I was doing before, which I couldn't afford. I cut back on the dinners out, the clothes. I made some, money management decisions in terms of doing the proper thing, budgeting. I also used windfalls, and this is something I encourage people to do because a lot of us below that unexpected money that comes into our life, tax refund check, a year-end bonus, government stimulus check, anything, when you get that extra money, you need to be socking that towards your debt, not going out and spending the money and kind of blowing it. I did other things, too. I would do balance transfers. I don't encourage people to do this, at a broad level or massively to say, switch all your credit cards. But if you have some high-rate credit cards and you want to get one or maybe two new cards, you can do a balance transfer and get a what they call a teaser rate, maybe a 0% offer or a low-interest rate offer initially, just to be able to keep those finance charges down. And then you can, more quickly pay off the debt. In my case, I did all of these strategies and more, which I talk about in Zero Debt. When I mentioned that I did go through a divorce in 2004, my ex-husband and I, we sold some land that we'd previously bought. In fact, we literally bought the land using credit.
Wow.
We spent $37,000 and bought some two plots of land in Newark, New Jersey. We sold that land. I took $30,000 from that and used that to pay off the last part of the credit card debt. And that's kind of in a nutshell. Yeah, and that's the quick and dirty version. But, I did everything from listing all my bills, putting everything in black and white to see what I was spending. I opted out of getting additional credit card offers because, trust me, when you're already deep in debt, you just don't need that extra temptation. I put together a financial plan for myself in terms of just budgeting and doing proper record keeping. So each one of those things I talk about in Zero Debt because I really just wrote Zero Debt as a 30-day action plan to help people to jumpstart their finances and figure out, okay, how am I going to get out of this hole? Because, as a nation, we just have way too much debt, too much credit card debt. too much student loan debt now. Student loan debt, by the way, now has topped credit card debt in terms of the hundreds of billions of dollars out there in student loan debt. Of course, mortgage debt. We've seen the whole mortgage meltdown. Car loans, you know, you name it. As you know, Americans, we've got that debt. So I'm on a mission to teach people about how to get out of debt and how to do it the right way without changing your whole lifestyle and saying, okay, you can never, you know, have another cup of coffee or go to the movies. I really just don't believe in deprivation.
Well, Lynette,
I don't think it works.
I'm going to have to deprive you of the rest of our airwaves for now. I love talking to you. You're so helpful, and certainly I want to bring you back, too, because we left a lot of people hanging on the line who are really, really interested in talking to you. So I'm going to bring you back soon, and we'll chat some more.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Lynette Calfani Cox, The Money Coach. You can find her on themoneycoach.net, or you can also find her on askthemoneycoach.com. Well, that's Insight for this Wednesday, August 11th. For reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Renee Nash, George Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on the Daily Drum page of whur.com, or on Facebook. Now, stay tuned for The Quiet Storm with Phil Nelson, sitting in for Jeff Brown. Good night.
WHUR.